Pendant le dimanche que nous vivons en ce moment, nous lisons le serment sur la montagne.
So during the Sundays that we're encountering at the moment, we're reading from the Sermon on the Mount.
Donc chapitre après chapitre.
So chapter by chapter.
C'est pas le moment le plus confortable de l'année.
It's not the most comfortable time of the year.
Donc le sermon sur la montagne commence avec les béatitudes.
So the Sermon on the Mount starts with the Beatitudes.
Il nous invite à être le sel de la terre, la lumière du monde.
It invites us to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world.
En vivant donc tout ce que Jésus nous demande.
In living out everything Jesus asks of us.
Et donc Jésus est présenté comme le nouveau Moïse.
And Jesus is presented as the new Moses.
Il présente la loi nouvelle du royaume.
Who presents the new law of the kingdom.
Alors qu'il n'est pas là pour contredire ou abolir la loi de Moïse.
He is not there to contradict or abolish the law of Moses.
Mais pour l'amener à sa plénitude.
But to bring it to fullness.
Donc une loi qui n'est pas simplement certains changements extérieurs.
So it's a law that's not just about changing the exterior,
mais qui suppose une transformation du cœur,
but requires a transformation of the heart.
Une lumière particulière du Saint-Esprit,
a particular light of the Holy Spirit,
comprendre et pour mettre en pratique ces paroles,
to understand and put in practice these words.
On n'est pas simplement dans l'ordre d'une sagesse humaine.
It's not about human wisdom,
comme Paul nous fait allusion.
As Paul makes the allusion.
C'est vraiment une sagesse nouvelle, une sagesse divine.
But it's a new wisdom, a divine wisdom.
Dans laquelle nous sommes appelés à entrer.
And we're invited to enter into this.
Alors, c'est pas toujours très facile pour nous.
So it's not always easy for us.
Alors, dans l'évangile que nous lisons aujourd'hui,
so in the gospel we read today,
je pense qu'il y a deux points que Jésus évoque.
I think there are two points that Jesus evokes.
La première partie,
the first part,
quand Jésus nous dit, par exemple, si quelqu'un te demande ton manteau, donne aussi ta tunique.
When Jesus says, for example, if somebody asks you for your coat, give him your tunic as well.
Okay. Comment on peut comprendre ce que Jésus nous dit?
How do we understand what Jesus is saying?
Oui, il nous invite à ne pas mettre de limites à notre amour.
He's asking us not to place limits on our love.
Oui, à sortir de nos peurs.
To come out from our fear.
De nos étroitesses.
And our narrowness.
Au lieu de nous protéger nous-mêmes toujours.
Instead of protecting ourselves all the time.
Il nous invite à faire de notre vie.
He invites to make of our lives.
Une vie vraiment ouverte.
An openness to
une vie donnée, oui.
a life that is given.
Nous invite à donner plus que ce que nous avons prévu, je dirais.
Jesus asks us to give more than what we had expected to give, I would say.
Oui, parfois on est prêt à aimer jusqu'à un certain point.
Sometimes we're ready to live to love to a certain point.
Mais on veut pas aller plus loin.
And we don't want to go any further.
Mais les circonstances,
but the circumstances
ou les autres,
or others
nous obligent parfois,
oblige us sometimes
à donner plus que ce qu'on avait prévu.
To give more than what we had expected
de notre temps,
of our time,
de notre amour,
of our love,
de notre argent, parfois.
Of our money sometimes.
Et Jésus nous dit,
and Jesus says to us,
n'aie pas peur.
Don't be afraid.
Ne reste pas prisonnier de ta pensée étroite.
Don't be imprisoned by your narrow thoughts.
Mais accepte d'aller plus loin dans l'amour.
But accept that you have to go further in love.
Accepte parfois l'injustice.
Accept injustice sometimes.
Accepte parfois de devoir donner plus que ce que tu avais programmé.
Accept that sometimes you have to give more than you'd expected.
Fais confiance à Dieu.
Trust in God.
Que ton cœur soit vraiment libre pour aimer.
And allow that your heart may really be free to love.
Que la générosité de l'amour de Dieu.
That the generosity of God's love.
Cet amour sans limite.
This love without limits.
Sans conditions.
Without conditions.
Puisse passer à travers ton cœur.
Might pass through your heart.
Oui, laisse passer l'amour de Dieu à travers ton cœur.
Allow the love of God to pass through your heart.
Alors, parfois, ça fera un petit peu mal.
Sometimes it's painful.
Parce que le cœur doit un petit peu s'élargir.
Because our heart has to get wider.
Même beaucoup.
Sometimes a lot.
Mais en même temps, c'est très beau, vous voyez.
But at the same time, it's very beautiful.
Parce que c'est vraiment la liberté d'aimer, hein.
Because it's really the freedom to love.
À laquelle nous sommes conduits.
That we are guided to little by little.
Alors, la deuxième partie de l'évangile d'aujourd'hui,
so the second part of the gospel today,
c'est l'invitation à l'amour des ennemis,
is an invitation to love our enemies.
Quand quelqu'un te fait du mal,
when somebody does you wrong,
ben, ne laisse pas ton cœur être pris par la haine.
And don't allow your heart to be taken up in hatred.
Et continue à vouloir le bien de cette personne.
But continue to desire the good for this person.
Elle t'a fait souffrir, elle t'a déçu, peut-être,
hein. They've caused you to suffer, they might have disappointed you. But don't condemn them.
Continue à l'aimer.
Continue to love them.
À vouloir son bien.
To desire their good.
À prier pour elles.
To pray for them.
Et à faire pour elles le bien dont tu es capable.
And do the good for them that you're able to do.
Oui, parce que si tu n'agis pas comme ça,
because if you don't act this way,
ton cœur va se refermer.
your heart will close itself in hatred and bad feelings. And you will be unhappy too. So again, we have to let pass through us the forgiveness of God, the mercy of God. You have to imitate your Father, who causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. And us who have been sinners, God does not treat us as enemies, but He treats us as a Father, always ready to welcome us, to forgive us, to forget our faults and our mistakes, to fill us with His love. And I think what can help us a lot when we read this gospel, to put these gospels into practice, is first to contemplate the mystery of the Father. This is what Jesus invites us to. To look at the generosity of the Father. To look at the infinite mercy of God. Contemplate this. See how much God has loved you. All that He has forgiven you. And try to do the same. I think it's not just a moral here. Much more than that, it's a call to contemplation and communion with God, to understand the love of God. And little by little, our heart changes. Our mentality changes. Everything becomes bigger in us. And little by little, we become able to love as God loves. It's an extraordinary gift God gives us. I think it's also a second point that can help us. When we look at the commandments of the Lord, and we see that sometimes they're very difficult, we have to see them not just as commandments, as orders. We also have to understand them as a promise. If God asks this of us, this thing that's bigger than us, then God is faithful and He will give us His grace. It's not just a commandment. It's a promise God makes us. If you put all of your good intention, if you rely on me, then I will give you a new heart. I will give you a new ability to love, a new freedom. So there's really a promise there. All of this Sermon on the Mount, it's not just an exterior law, even more annoying than the one before. But it's a promise of a new heart that God will give to us through the Holy Spirit that dwells in us, as St. Paul reminds us. So we have to welcome these words with trust. Of course, it takes work and perseverance, but we're not alone. The Holy Spirit comes to our aid in our weakness. So I have to want to live this out. I have to have a will that is decided. I want to live out the gospel. I want to respond to my Christian vocation. I don't want to be half a Christian. And I'm ready to pay the price for this. But my trust is in God, not in my own strength. My hope is in God. And this is how I can walk this path without becoming discouraged. If I don't manage it completely, it's okay, I keep going. And I place my trust and my hope in God. And I know that having seen my goodwill, God will give me the grace. He will give me this new heart that will allow me to live out the gospel. So this gospel shows us just how much God is ambitious for us. He doesn't just want a little love, but the love He wants in our lives is a divine love.
Son propre amour.
It's his own love
Dieu veut nous communiquer.
That God wants to give us.
Il veut nous rendre semblables à lui.
He wants to make us similar to him.
Il veut nous donner la même liberté d'aimer.
He wants to give us the same freedom to love.
Le même bonheur d'aimer.
The same happiness in loving.
La même plénitude de joie.
The same fullness of joy.
Dans l'amour véritable.
That is in true love.
Nous devons contempler le don de Dieu.
We have to contemplate the gift of God.
In
these words of Jesus.
Ça nous aide à ouvrir notre cœur.
And this helps us to open our hearts.
Et donc, jour après jour,
and day after day,
persévérer pour pratiquer l'évangile.
Perseverance in practicing the gospel.
Dans l'histoire de l'âme de Thérèse de l'Enfant Jésus,
in the story of a soul by Thérèse of the Child Jesus,
il y a une très, très belle méditation sur la charité.
There's a beautiful meditation on charity.
Dans le manuscrit C.
And it's in the
manuscript C.
In manuscript C.
In
the autobiography of Thérèse.
Dans les éditions modernes.
In the modern editions.
Plus fidèle au texte authentique.
They're more faithful to the original.
Il y a trois manuscrits, en fait.
And there's three manuscripts, in fact.
Donc dans le troisième,
so in the third,
c'est la fin de la vie de Thérèse.
It's the end of Thérèse's life.
Thérèse vit un moment où une épreuve assez douloureuse au niveau de la foi et d'espérance.
And she's living through a struggle that's very difficult, very painful on the level of hope.
Des tentations fortes que Dieu a permis.
And God allowed her to have very strong temptations.
Ce qui est très beau, c'est qu'il y a aussi une redécouverte.
But what's very beautiful is that there's a rediscovery
de la charité,
of charity
envers les proches.
Toward those who are close.
Combien elle est importante et précieuse.
How much they are important and precious.
Combien c'est aussi là que nous trouvons Dieu.
How it's in them that we find God.
De manière très, très, très authentique.
In a very authentic way.
Dans chaque acte d'amour,
in each act of love,
de pardon, de miséricorde,
of forgiveness and mercy, and service,
envers celui qui vit avec moi,
toward those who are living with me.
Il y a vraiment une rencontre avec Dieu, une présence de Dieu.
There's really a meeting with God, a presence of God. And it's a very important reality.
Si la prière n'ouvre pas notre cœur à la charité,
if prayer does not open our heart to charity,
elle reste vaine, vous voyez.
It stays vain.
Et donc dans cette méditation sur l'amour fraternel,
and in this meditation on fraternal love,
Thérèse mesure toute la profondeur de ce qui est demandé.
Thérèse really measures the depth of what is asked.
Aimer le prochain comme Jésus l'a aimé.
To love your neighbor as Jesus loved you.
Donner notre vie comme Jésus a donné sa vie.
To give our life as Jesus gave his life.
C'est très beau comment elle réagit.
And it's very beautiful how she reacts.
Elle dit, Seigneur, je contemple ton commandement.
She says, Lord, I contemplate your commandments.
Je vois bien qu'ils me dépassent.
But I can see very well how much they surpass me.
C'est au-delà de mes forces.
They're above my strength.
Alors, je crois que ce commandement,
so I believe that these commandments
bien, c'est une promesse.
Are a promise.
En me disant ces paroles,
in saying to me,
bien, j'ai la certitude,
I have the certainty
c'est toi qui vas venir en moi.
That you are going to come in me. You are going to come to love in me.
Ce commandement me donne beaucoup de joie.
And these commandments give me a lot of joy.
Parce qu'il est pour moi la preuve.
Because they are for me the proof
tu vas venir en moi.
That you will come to rest in me.
Aimer en moi.
And love in me.
Parce que toute seule, je peux pas.
Because all alone I can't.
Mais je sais que ce que tu demandes,
but I know that what you ask for,
c'est toi qui vas l'accomplir.
You are going to accomplish it.
Alors je m'ouvre totalement à ce commandement.
So I open myself completely to these commandments.
Ce que Thérèse sent aussi,
and what Thérèse feels as well is that
elle doit être le plus possible unie à Jésus.
She has to be as united to Jesus as possible,
par la confiance, par l'amour,
in trust and in love,
par la prière,
in prayer,
parce que c'est comme cela,
because it is this way
que Jésus va vivre en elle,
that Jesus will live in her
et va venir aimer en elle,
and will come to love in her.
Ce que dit Paul, ce n'est plus moi qui vis,
as Paul says, it is no longer I who live,
Jésus qui vit en moi,
but Jesus who lives in me. It's not just I who love. It's Jesus who comes to love in me. So this doesn't mean we'll feel it all the time. But in a real way, the Lord comes into us to make his dwelling place. And he comes to love in us. And when we find it hard to love, Jesus is there to help us. This gives meaning to the Eucharist as well. It's so beautiful to be able to receive Jesus in our hearts. He is going to come to love in us. So let us ask him for this today. Jesus, come into my heart. Come to love in me. That I might love as the Father loves. That I might love as God loves. This is my vocation. And I welcome it with joy and with trust.